Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium's pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. Stop. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why. Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not.
Welcome to Wrestling S Factor Radio. Your host, the man with the master plan, the man that can set it all, Wayne Benitez. What's popping, everyone? And ladies and gentlemen, we got one of the top female women's wrestlers out here. She's been working throughout Canada and the United States. Give it up for KC Tinelli.
Rup, rup, rup.
What's up? Yeah.
Hello.
You like that intro? Yeah, you like that intro.
I did. I like your music intro, actually, that I was totally popping to before I even got on. That's what makes me, that pumped me right up. How are you? How's your night going down there?
I'm good. Can't complain.
That's good. Yeah, sorry, I got my crew with me. I'm just going to tell them to tighten down in the back so I can hear you better.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got us partying up here on a Tuesday. This is what we do here in Canada. As workers, we get together and we celebrate.
Right. It must be the.
Is that a baby? Do I hear a baby?
Yeah, my.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Me?
I can kind of hear you now. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. My kid in the studio.
Really? Oh, that's so cute. Bring your kid to work on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So how are you doing,
yep,
my dear?
I'm good. Can't complain.
That's good. Life is always better when you can't complain.
Right. Are you a Toronto Blue Jays fan?
I'm definitely a Toronto Blue Jays fan. And let me tell you, if I wasn't, I would definitely be on the bandwagon now anyways. But I always have been and I always will be. What up, Blue Jays? We're killing it right now. Seriously, baseball seriously can't get any more sexier than right now. Right now up in Ontario.
Yeah, I noticed that Drake, I think he's going to be having the colors on starting playoffs.
Yeah, what up the playoffs? Playoffs are any time now. I got a fan here who's a fan of the Red Sox.
Wow. I'm a Yankees fan, but
are you a Yankees fan? Because we just sweeped you. What up?
I'll lay the beat down on us.
Yeah.
Tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I was a huge wrestling fan growing up, you know. From when I was a young girl, I used to go over to my aunt's house, and I was the only girl there for a bit. So I had an older brother myself, and guy cousins. So we would always watch wrestling. And since I was really, really young, I always told my mom that's what I wanted to be. So, it ran through my blood at a young age.
Who did you idolize growing up in the business in wrestling?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Who did you idolize growing up in the business today?
Oh, who did I idolize? Oh, man. Well, when I was younger, I mean, the girls aren't really what I followed when I was younger. When I was younger, it was Razor Ramon. You know, he was a man, stand tall Razor Ramon, with the toothpick in his mouth and his little Jerry curl. You couldn't get any better than that. You know, I loved Piper. Piper, always amazing promos. Anything that ever came out of your mouth, as soon as he started, it would capture you and you would stay connected the entire time. So I have to say Razor Ramon and Piper have got to be the two that I really I looked up to the most growing up. And you, who did you idolize when you were younger? When did you get into wrestling?
I would say more of Jake Roberts because of his in-ring psychology also.
Oh, that's good.
Right, and other ones are already like the Warriors and the Hogans.
See, I wasn't a big fan of Hogan when I was younger. I mean, don't, like, strike me down or anything for saying I didn't like Hogan. But, Hogan wasn't my favorite. For some reason, I think because Hogan was so liked by everybody else that, like, I just didn't want to follow suit. So I stood alone in my in my hating of Hogan. But, I mean, as I grew up, I respected him, you know. But so let me ask you now. You said psychology, but did you really understand psychology at a young age? Or only now do you realize how good Robert's psychology was, and that's why you were a fan?
I said now, yeah. It's like so much he brought into the business along with the DDT and great promo skills also.
Well, the promos were definitely good. The promos were good.
All right. And my favorite one was like when he's telling when he's doing a promo on Elizabeth, right, to Randy Savage.
Oh yeah.
And what got your interest in training at ECCW?
Okay, so I actually moved over to Vancouver. Actually moved over to Victoria, which is the island attached to Vancouver. And I moved there, and I found out that ECCW was running a wrestling school there. And originally when I lived in Toronto, I applied for one of the wrestling companies, but I was too young, you know. There's a certain age you can start wrestling, and there's a certain age they won't take you at, and I was that certain age they wouldn't take me at. So here in Ontario, I didn't get to train, unfortunately, but I did all my training out west with ECCW, you know, with people like Kyle O'Reilly, Nicole Matthews, you know, you had Tony Baroni, you have Bomber Nelson Creed, Kenny Lush, Billy Suede.
You actually had a lot of trainers like Nicole Matthews and the Landstorms.
Yeah, like I didn't get I officially didn't get to go to Lance's training school, but when we did the TV show with him, I actually did a lot of training with him, which was good. It was really nice to ask him some questions and to kind of like hear, not to be like trained by them, like say, because you know, like when you go to school between the hours of like 8 and 3, they have a certain criteria to teach you in that time, where it's like at least when you get them past 3, then you can ask them questions and get answers. And they really working with Storm was great. I couldn't have asked for more, actually. But I have to say, like the number one person I learned the most from is probably Artemis Spencer. He's one of the wrestlers up at ECCW. He's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Right. And definitely Nicole Matthews, she definitely deserved to be in the Big Three also.
Sorry, she doesn't what? Sorry?
She deserved to be in the Big Three companies right
now.
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Hands down. Like, why is nobody yet? I don't really know, but definitely I think you know, Shimmer has her as their champion right now, and I think it's well-deserved. If, you know, more people should be on the Nicole Matthews bandwagon, because I definitely think she's a good wrestler. She's good at what she does, and she has a good head on her shoulders.
Yes, I'm definitely.
Sorry, we got life coaching going on in the background here.
Hey, can you all sit down? You mind?
Sorry, my crew, they don't understand.
Right. Do you have a background in sports before wrestling?
Oh, yeah, I did every kind of sport growing up. You know, I always played baseball. Baseball was one of my favorite summertime sports. And then wintertime, I played ringette and hockey. I got into wrestling, actually, in high school. I was on the high school wrestling team. I did really good, actually, at that, but it was funny because when we started, I told my coach, you know, I was just practicing before I become a WWE star, and though I've let the WWE dream go, I feel like I've done good to my roots by doing what I have on the indie scene. You know, you can't get better than this sometimes. Just chilling on a Tuesday.
Okay. What's your memories of your debut match?
Oh, man, my debut match. So it was I teamed with Veronica Weiss. Veronica Weiss is just a beautiful lady from Vancouver. She retired a few years ago, but just wonderful woman. And it was myself and Veronica teaming against Nicole Matthews and Enid Urquhart. Now, Enid Urquhart wrestled a few times out in D.C. And a few times out in America, but she actually ended up starting her family and getting out of the wrestling business. But I stayed with ECCW, and I was able to learn from Veronica Weiss and Nicole Matthews. And, you know, it hasn't really stopped. But my first debut match, let me tell you, I came out, I said my real name. You know, you're not supposed to do that. So it was not a good time, really. But it's taught me a lot. It's taught me how to deal with everything in the ring. You know, you always get one of those fans that'll say something to you, and it kind of takes you back to reality for a second, and you think, what? You know, so I definitely remember my first match, like, almost as if it was yesterday.
Awesome.
Are you calling? Sorry, go ahead.
All right.
Guys, I'm cutting this phone. Do we really need to get into this right now? No, I'm serious. Sorry. I'm really sorry. Just give me 1 second. I'm really sorry, guys. Like, this is just...
Are you a stepping to me? Don't step to me. Don't. I told you, don't step to me. I'll put this phone down right now. I really will.
Hello? Are you there? No. We lost Casey Spinelli. Must be technical difficulties. It's probably a hostile environment right now over there. She'll be back on. First off, once again, Monday Night Raw ratings sunk down some more. 3 point, I'll say 3,300,000 viewers. Horrible. I'm getting it now. 3.4 million viewers. No, 3.3 million viewers watch Raw. It's down from 3.34 last Monday. That shows you with the same shit they keep showing, underutilizing talent. Only the best segment was the New Day and Cena and Dudley's. After that, it was Who Don't Give a Shit Night on Raw. That shows that people interested in the football game or maybe some reality shows like Love and Hip Hop. So let's get back to it. To the news also. And we also had still a status on Sting, Steve Borden. He is still going under a test for the stinger he had from Seth Rollins a couple of weeks ago. Just hope and pray that he can still continue his wrestling career. Definitely. In which also they failed to utilize them more. They could have went with maybe a no contest finish or maybe a DQ, do one of those Dusty Rhodes finish, and that would have been good right there. But it's the State of Detroit of events getting the final say. Also, SmackDown ratings continue to decline to a 1.4, a throwaway show, so no one's watching. And good news on Lucha Underground. It will be continuing for their second season on the El Rey Network. They didn't say any other ones. Hopefully Televisa, since that's a big station in Mexico. So, but it's definitely a second season. That's going to show for next in January or February. With Rey Mysterio, definitely one of the top guys over there, along with Puma, a.k.a. Ricochet. Also, we have, once again, Ring of Honor will be having their final battle pay-per-view in December with AJ Styles and Jay Lethal in the main event for the ROH World title. It should be good. That's their Starrcade in their WrestleMania. And ladies and gentlemen, go out there and show your support with TNA Impact Wrestling. These people need their jobs. Definitely. Order the pay-per-view Bound for Glory there at WrestleMania. And hopefully this is not the last of their pay-per-view ever. Just hope and pray that they get a TV deal by next year. On a quality good network that has a lot of viewership. Do we need that in pro wrestling right now? We just don't want to see another mainstream monopoly of WWE, but we have Ring of Honor. They still climbing, growing their audience more and more. Selling out shows, house shows, pay-per-views, which is good. And there's rumors of them in talks with the tennis channel networks. This could be, you never know, it could be another Turner, which launched TBS. That used to be WTBS in the day, to a mainstream network. You never say never in this business. This could definitely help out Sinclair Broadcasting, and maybe it would definitely would bring an honor to grow more money there also, and they can get it to more outlets, and hopefully they can continue to be on Destination America, in which Destination America have them on a 11 o'clock hour, which is not good. That how they want to extend their contract when it expires in December. Let's hope so. And along with Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling, that they get a TV deal also. It'll be more jobs for the guys out there. Let's go back to the break. We'll be back.
Marble flows, red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. future in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Hunting on them bitches like Birdman. Rolling weed and white sneakers, Blue Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numbers. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Okay. Red bottoms only for the centerfold.
Yeah.
Big body, I got 10 of those.
Yeah.
Listen, work it smelling like a general.
Two chains, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K.
Fight.
I get paid every time I leave my driveway.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whip it, work it, smelling like a general.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Can't be sure of
smoked a blunt for dinner, another blunt for breakfast. 2 Chainz, got them staring at my necklace. Let's make a sex tape and put it on Netflix. Let's make a sex tape and put it on Netflix. She got it, I want it, I want it. She got it, I'm dodging. Paparazzi, my outfit from Versace. Copping, all the niggas just copping. I just bought me a new watch and these new niggas just watching. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life. You know I'm getting money, 10, 20, 30, 40. I'll be counting this shit all night. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life.
Welcome to It Factor Radio. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest on the line. You may know her from the hit show Punky Brewster as Cherry, and also Family Matters as Maxine Johnson. Give it up for actress and author Cherry Johnson.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to It Factor Radio.
I'm great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's all good here at It Factor Radio. We keep it 100% up here. You can say anything you want, you know.
I like it like that. I usually say whatever I want anyway. I might just sugarcoat a cuss word here and there.
Yeah, go right ahead. Uncensored Radio.
Wow, it's morning here. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you. Can't complain about any negativity going on, so.
That's always a good day.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So what's up in the world? What you want to know about me?
Yeah, I heard you have the Wild Cherry products. How long you been doing that also?
I do. It's www.usewildcherry, and basically, the line started because everybody thinks that black women all have weaves and wigs, and it's just not true. A lot of us wear our own natural hair. Being in the industry, my hair takes a big beating. You know, they don't really care about hair care. They more care about how it looks for the moment. Well, my hairdresser had been putting essential oils on my hair for about 20 years, and she thought it was cute to make my hair smell like cherries, since my name is Cherry. Come to find out, Cherry is a natural growth agent. It heals and nurtures and is like the best conditioner that you can ever put on your hair. So I really contribute the oil as to the reason why I'm able to keep my hair and use my own hair when I work. It repairs the beating and the weather and the washing and the products. We have three different oils. One is a cherry rosemary, which I'm not allowed to say we can cure eczema because then I get in trouble with the FDA. But rosemary is known as a anti-inflammatory, and that means that it takes down the swelling, so it nurtures your scalp. And with eczema, if you rub it on your skin, rosemary basically nurtures the whole inflamed areas. Where the steroid cream that the doctors prescribe you, it costs $50, and all it does is it treats eczema. It does not cure eczema, so you got to listen to the play on words with your doctor. Then we have a cherry lemonade, which is great for my blondes out there who love to go swimming, who turn green in the summer. The lemon will protect your hair and help the natural highlights come out when you swim, as well as condition and nurture it. And then we have a cherry mint, and the cherry mint was really made for me because I do have a big spot in the front of my hair, which is dandruff prone. No matter what I do, no matter what Head and Shoulders or Selsun Blue I was using, I would still have this little patch of dryness. So mint is known to go down and stimulate those hair follicles and help. It actually tingles when you put it on, so it really feels good, but it actually helps you with your dandruff.
That's what's up. And where can our listeners can check out on the website?
You can find it at www.usewildcherry.com.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, go out there to copy yourself these products, top of the line, by Cherry Johnson herself.
Absolutely. Even though they promote hair growth, like the cherry mint is very good for massage, especially if you have a cold. It'll help open up your whole little respiratory system as well. So as, if you look up essential oils and what were the herbs that we're using, there's a lot of different reasons why you can use them. It's not just for your hair. But the cherry one does promote, the cherry rosemary does promote hair growth.
Awesome. And is it true that you are Prince and Dr. Dre, those your favorite artists in the industry?
I am a huge Prince fan. I am a huge Dr. Dre fan. I'm a fan of the men themselves, not just their music, but also their business sense. Nobody else has come in and taken control of their own destiny the way those two men have done, and they're both masterminds. They're geniuses.
No doubt. Definitely Dr.
So
Dre, Dr. Dre, the new billionaire, ever since last year that he made that deal with Apple.
Yeah. You know, he's been secretly killing it. I don't think people really realize how much that man was making, because he gets a taste of everything M did. He gets a taste of everything the Game did. He gets a taste of everything that 50 does. He's worked on so many things that people – he's way out of just rap genre. Like, he's touched so many things, people don't even realize that he's done it or who he's worked with when it comes to, like, soundtracks. Or, and what I love about him is – he could have put his name on anything. You know, so many people, I'm sure, were coming at him like, hey, let's do a clothing line. Hey, why don't you, you know, come and do my stereo? But he waited until there was something that he really believed in. And his passion drove him where he wanted to go, because he didn't just sell out and go to any the first product that, you know, tried to get him to endorse. He waited. We saw him on Dr. Pepper. Now that's kind of hot. You know, DJing, and then he did the little car ad, you know, which we saw in, I don't remember the name of the song, but what's like Exhale, I think is the name of the song.
Right.
And then the beats. So, you know, he was very strategic about what he did. I'm proud of him.
Yes. And what's your thoughts of the movie Straight Outta Compton?
Straight Outta Compton is an awesome, awesome, awesome biopic. I got to know pretty much a lot of the story firsthand. My brother is a music producer, Mailman, who executive produced The Chronic with Dr. Dre. So I kind of grew up knowing the guys. I was in love with Eazy-E when I was a little girl. He was very nice to me. I'm happy that the story was told, and I'm happy that the story was told by them. And nobody else went out and just speculated the story. They told the truth, their truth, you know, of what happened. And people get to see the Suge Knight devil as who he is.
Right, exactly. As the bully and the head of Death Row Records. Well, everything was on point.
Is. I mean, I'll say it. I don't care. I don't have no qualms. Suge Knight is definitely a bully, but he's like a little drug kingpin in the hood. He's not a gangster. He has gangsters surrounding him. Suge very rarely will get his hands dirty. As we saw, if you go on YouTube, there's a video of a barber on Crenshaw knocking him out. So he's not like this big badass man. he pays and has these little street soldiers do all his dirty work. But Death Row, I believe, is a way for him to hide his drugs, his drug money, and make it legal.
So true, definitely.
I still remember hearing that story that he got his ass whipped by a barber.
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out. I'm glad, you know what? I'm glad that outside of L.A., you know, people kind of glorify Suge and think of him as some big bad gangster. In L.A., we pretty much know the truth because you see him. He has his goons take care of things, and unfortunately, he pays kids who need a way out the hood to do his dirty work, you know, and some black men are desperate. And he bullies people and threatens them, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill your family. Or if you do this, I will send you to college. So he has done some great things for some young black men by paying for them to go to college. But what did they have to sacrifice to get there?
True.
Yes, it's in my top three of true story movies in Hollywood, definitely.
Absolutely. I'm just glad that Lifetime didn't get a hold of it and kill it like they did the Aaliyah story. Wendy Williams is fucking pathetic, miserable. Just, she's so self-centered and egotistical, and she should have spent some time, first of all, try to get the blessing of Aaliyah's mother and her brother, and then maybe she could have put out a story that was closer, you know, to the truth. Because that biopic was horrible.
I was actually cringing when I was watching it. I was like, why is this on that on VH places? Why?
It was one of those things where I knew I shouldn't have watched it because I was blessed enough to know the person, you know, and love her. Everybody that knew her loves her. She's just a phenomenal, she's the closest thing to an angel that we had on earth. I don't know why I watched it. I think being nosy, I did not watch the whole thing. I couldn't get past the second scene. The girl just didn't have the essence of her, and I just felt like it was a true injustice of who she was. I had to turn it off.
Cool. Especially with the R. Kelly situation.
I don't understand people at all. I don't understand how that man is still touring. You know, I don't understand how he's doing shows. Women especially. We control the market. We control music. Men will buy and listen to whatever the fuck we like. You are supporting a child molester. And since it's not your kid, it's not a big deal, which means you are paying for that man to live, who didn't even get incarcerated because he tried to pay the kid off and send the kid to another country so it didn't have to be humiliated. For thousands of years, women have been enabling child molesters. It needs to come to an end. It needs to come to a stop.
And don't you hate when the when the successful men out here like Dr. Dre is doing real good, all of a sudden Michelle A. and or a woman from his past come out and talk negativity, trying to,
you know,
throw his
feet. This sucks because I love Michelle A. to a point. You know, I look at Dre like a mentor to me. And Michelle A. is a nice woman, but what Michelle A. doesn't say is that she was fucking Suge. What Michelle A. doesn't say is she had Dr. Dre's son living in the house with Suge fucking Knight. That's what Michelle A. doesn't say. No, I am not making excuses. He should have never raised his hand and never hit one of those women. But they're pissed off because he didn't mention them in a biopic because they want their 15 minutes of fame because their claim to fame is Dr. Dre. They have nothing but Dr. Dre. Nobody gives a shit about them anymore. D, nobody even knows who the fuck D is. Michelle A. still has a little bit of name, so she needs to use it so that she can get a job. I get it, because her child support is over. And her other baby daddy, God bless Bailey, that she has a little girl for Suge, he's in jail. So she don't know how long she's going to be able to feed her kids. But it's make your own way. Stop trying to eat off of another man. That's one of the problems with women today.
So true.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed by Michelle. And I understand, you know, when you're in a relationship, you have your own feelings. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm supporting an abuser at all or saying that, you know, she needs to be shunned and shut up. But he's asked for forgiveness personally and publicly because the public felt like they needed to hear it. And he paid his child support. He did his just due to her. People make mistakes. I had a few niggas hit me in the past, too. You know what? And if they became famous and rich, would I go after them in the press? Nope. Them motherfuckers already know how I feel because I punched them in the face and got my just due back. So I don't need an apology. We live, we learn, we move on.
True. It's like Ellis, for example, Ray Rice, now all of these, you know, groups coming out and trying to make him as the poster guy for domestic violence.
Yo, is that the dumbass who knocked his chick out in the elevator?
Right.
Is that, man, that was just dumb. That was
right.
really dumb. And she, of all people, I think it's her that we should go after. It, you know, Ray Rice, too. But it's her. She has to be embarrassed, and she has to be hurt. But you can't enable an abuser. You can't stay with that man. Just because we saw him hit you once, baby, if you're standing by his side, 9 out of 10, he done hit you before. And you've come to believe that you can't do no better than him. But you know what? You have a child. You have to do better. If you can't do better and love yourself more than anything in the world, you got to do better and love yourself for your child because you don't want your child to grow up. That is okay. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe she has a daughter. Is it a little girl?
Yeah, it's a little girl, yeah.
Yeah, mama, you got to lead by example. And I'm not trying to judge you at all. But what I am trying to do is say, bring your child up with great examples. The way you live your life is the way your daughter is going to live her life. I'll be damned if my daughter ever sees a man hit me and live. Because there's no way that she's going to think that it's okay for somebody to abuse her when she grows up. Mm-mm, not on my watch, not ever.
Right, and she also has a reputation of being arrested for shoplifting, stealing a dress out of a mall. Wow.
If she's married to a football player and she got to steal what she wants, girl, you need help. You need help, you need a job, and you need to start doing for your damn self.
Right.
It's hurtful.
And,
for me, it's hurtful.
Exactly. I noticed that you also a Twitter-holic.
Yes, I do. I tweet. You know, I like Twitter more than I like Facebook. One of the reasons why I love Twitter is because people seem to be, well, there are some rude people, but you can just block them and keep it moving. But people seem to be more supportive. Twitter gives me a platform to say, hey, I have a new book out. Hey, you know, watch me tonight on, I just did a movie called Who Can You Run To with Marvin Sapp, Little Mo, and Antoine Tanner. You know, so I can just put that up there real quick, and they'll watch it. You know, they'll write back and say, love it, hate it, you know, whatever, like the dress, where can I find this? Facebook is like, it's crazy. Facebook then opened it up. Where now people can call your phone, you know, people send naked pictures. Facebook is just too wild. It's just too much for me.
Right. It's like they that an Instagram equals the same amount of pictures.
They think that it's a dating site. Facebook is really like people think it's fuckbook, and I'm sorry, but I'm not so desperate that I'm on Facebook looking for a fucking date.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of people false hope.
Yeah, it's just so some of these guys are so creepy on there.
Yeah, and women. I can't even just blame the men.
It's like, why are you showing your ass and you're supposed to be a businesswoman or such and such, and you have children also?
Facebook is like, let's get wild for the night.
Right. It's like they want to turn up while they go out to out on the night and use the Facebook for it.
Yeah, people are really, they're wild. They are really, really wild. So I'm working on a new project. I can't tell you too much about it, but what I can tell you is that they've put me in touch with casting. It has something to do with the rapper Bun B. It has something to do with Omar Gooding, and it has something to do with Cherry Johnson.
That's what's up.
But I can't give any more information yet, but I've got a lot of things in the works. I got a couple more books that'll be coming out. I'm actually working on a graphic novel. I've written past. I don't know if you've seen my book, Peaches and Cream, or if you've checked out my book. My favorite book is Stupid Guy's Diary. A lot of people kept coming to me and asking me, hey, Cherry, why aren't you married? You're almost 40 years old. And I say it's really hard to date when you've been in the public eye since you were 6 years old. Men grow up thinking that they know you, and they end up liking their character before they get to know you as a person. So what I did was I sat down and I started reminiscing with one of my friends, actually a Twitter friend who I did not know personally, and started telling him stories over Twitter. And he's like, you need to put this in a book. And I was like, you know what? I do. Because what people don't realize is that females in this industry have groupies just like the men do. Only the female groupies are cute. You know, when a football player who's a 230-pound man walks into his hotel room and there's a little girl in there naked who's 5'6" and 140 pounds, he might get off on that and go ahead and sleep with the groupie. But when you turn the scenario around and I walk into my hotel room and I'm 5'6", 130 pounds, and there's a 230-pound naked man in my bed, I'm fucking terrified because I think I'm about to get raped. It's not cute. It's not a turn on. Like, these are true things that happen all the time, but for some reason women in entertainment don't talk about the groupies. So I decided I was going to put it in a book so people could understand what it's really like. And it's called Stupid Guy Diaries, and it's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle for a free download. Or you can check out my book, Peaches and Cream. Peaches and Cream is about a little girl from Duquesne, Pennsylvania, who basically realizes that she's from the hood, but she's going to get out, and there's so many different ways to make money. She's not a stripper. She's not a hoe by far. She's a businesswoman who controls her own destiny, but that story is pretty – it's an everyday story of that one person who made it out, and they don't really understand exactly what it is that they do and how they made it. And that's also available on Amazon, either for Kindle download or you can get it in the paperback version.
Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and cop it. Show your love and support for Cherry Johnson.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go back to my little girl now and finish feeding her breakfast.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to plug for listeners out there?
I have a movie out that's called Behind the Pole. If you want to cop a copy, hit me on Twitter. I got some. They're not bootleg, but I will find them and send them to you. And it's called Behind the Pole. It's me, Omar Gooding, Samuel Jackson, and who else? Oh, DeAndre Bonds is in it, and he's hilarious. You know DeAndre Bonds from the movie Three Strikes. And I have another movie called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered that will be on DVD soon, as well as Who Can I Run To is playing on BET Centric right now.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check it out right on all of your apps or cable television for those for the times and showings.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. You can come back anytime. You can talk about your Steelers or anything else.
Take care, love.
All right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was actress Cherry Johnson. If you want to look for this episode and download, it's right on blogtalkradio.com/itfactorradio.com or at /wrestlingitfactorradio. Or also, you can check it out at stitcher.com under itfactorradio. Or right on Facebook at Wrestling Effector Radio fan page. This is Wade Ben.